the values you're trying to impart to your children?
Treasuring the values and attracting attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the values will. The values are loving one another and treating people the way you would like to be treated, and just doing what is right for one another in life. And that you need to just continue doing for people, to treat them right, doing what is right.
Looking back over your life, Ms. Williams, what has been the happiest time in your life?
Some of the most happiest time of my life is seeing my children grow up and seeing how they have attained themselves by, you know, keeping themselves out of trouble and doing the right, doing things that was right and trying to be pleasing and happy, their mother and the father.
So what about the worst time?
Well, I'm going to live some bad times and some sorrowful times, but I can't put my hand on just one thing that has just been really, really bad. It was a good time for my head. We had sickness and different things, and it's kind of set you back, caused you to kind of wonder.
Can you tell us what the turning point might have been in your life?
Such as
family.
The turning point, you mean?
What changed your life? A major event that changed your life?
I don't know, let me see. There were different things that had happened in my life, but there were things when I really got to know the Lord and changed my life and brought me, I realized who was in charge, and knowing that he was in control, and then that gave me that outlook on looking to him and knowing who was controlling my life and who to look to for these things to happen. And I realized that it was the Lord that had brought us through the different and major things that had went on, different things that had went on in our lives.
Can you tell us what activities you enjoy most?
I like reading the Bible and studying the Sunday school lesson and stuff like that. I like Bible study when I can get to that and enjoy that very much so. And I also like to go to different churches and different singings and stuff and those things.
Do you feel that you have accomplished things in your life? As you plan from childhood and you have those dreams?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I've come to that well, yes. And at this point, I've reached it. Well, not all the goals that I would hope to reach, but some long things have happened in my life that were very pleasing and pleasant, I think. And most of all, I just enjoy life and take one day at a time. And going from day to day, looking up, being grateful.
Can you give us like any adventures you and your family had?
Any
trip y'all went on
that
something was fun
to have? Oh, we all went on different trips since we've been grown and they've been there and stuff. We went to Atlanta and went to the Six Flags and then went to the Martin Luther King Center and several different things and visited around. White waters, a place to call that. Different things, and it was very enjoyable. Just going and sightseeing, and taking a weekend trip to Cincinnati, Ohio, and just being able to go around like over the weekend and coming back home and really enjoying.
See, I don't know, like any special events that y'all have in y'all family, like this tradition.
Yes, well, we have like a family club that we have, and we does, this is something that that has been going on for about 10 or 12 years now, and we meet once a month, and then we do this for the holiday, for just Christmas holidays. We meet it on Christmas Eve, we go from one house to the other one and have our gathering, and we give our little gifts for drawing names, we give gifts, and different things that we do. And recently we have had family reunions, which has been 3 years, and I've enjoyed that. The last one we had was in Ohio, and we had made that trip before this year, and it was very nice and enjoyable.
On which side of the family?
And this is on the side of my mother's family, which is Brownfield's family reunion.
Do you have family reunions for your father's side?
Yes, we had one, which was this year, and then that I was able to attend, and which was one day, and it was here in Chillisbury, and I enjoyed that one. Also on that day, the big event was my granddaughter getting married, and on, and that was all in one thing, and everything was nice and lovely. And they, and on the first, the Bradford family reunion, we will be going to be having that every year. And it's supposed to be in Michigan this coming up year. Hope to get to go. Traveling is very nice, I think, if you can do it.
Are there any how did y'all treat certain illness that y'all had during this time?
Really?
If you could make it to the doctor, how
to
treat
a
certain
illness? Oh, like when I was growing up and anything? Mm-hmm. Well, they had different remedies that they would use for different things. For instance, like if you could just say if they had I can't call the name of what that plant was, that they would beat it up and put it in a rag and tie it around your leg or something, and for a cut, they would take soot from the chimney and put it on you to stop the bleeding. Different things, but it wasn't like now you go into the doctor every time something happens. And then they had medicine, and that teas that they made, like if you had a cold and what have you, and they would use sass and rub you, made the teas out of, you know, what we call mother and pine straw. and it was a little something that they call rabbit back. All this stuff was boiled together and made a tea, and we drank it. Different things, you know. And we know the earth furnished us this stuff, but we have abused it, and now we don't know where it's from, nothing else, because we don't set it aside. But that was a lot of different remedies that we used, our parents used it, and we take that and they rub us up and all, put a polis on, as they call it, with sand and stuff on, put it to your chest.
What's a polis?
Like what we call a towel, put that on a rag, and I'm just trying to think what they call it. It would be something like a tea, like something come from a t-shirt, and put that towel on it and put that on you, and you would wear that during the winter.
Mm-hmm. Do your family have any special sayings they like to say during anything happen or
doing
any
holidays?
did you tell us how you overcome your fears?
Fears of what?
When something happens to you or you think something's going to happen?
I guess as I grew older, I learned. And as I say, I learned about the Lord and I put my trust in Him. And that those are some of the things that as I learned about that, about the Lord, I found out that and there was no fear in it. You know, when you're fearful, and all you, I just trusting in Him, He brought me through.
Can you tell us, have your values changed from when you was a child to a grown one?
My values, like,
as a child, what were your values mean as a child?
My values hadn't been, my morals hadn't really changed from what I was taught as a child. It grew up in me, and I still believe in it and does what I was taught as a child is doing. There were certain things you were told not to do and you didn't do. And if you did, well, you were at the consequence of them. I think I held pretty fast to what I was taught. And I knew not to just do things and mistreat folks just to do it. And I taught my children the same thing. So, as I said before, what our parents taught us and told us to do, and the main thing was obeying. And that's what we need to do now, is obey. Because if you obey and you do what they say, and when I was told to do something, I did that. And that is what it was meant to do that. So, I'm saying my values has changed. I still have that outlook of doing that, and I'm trying to instill that with my grandchildren, with my great-grands, as we are going through with now, teaching them the same thing, and letting them know that they have to mind and do what is right, and just not do anything, and everything.
How would you describe yourself?
Well, I would describe myself as being, I would say I'm humble. I think I'm easy to get along with person and believe in really what I believe in. I believe in what is right, and when I say something, I believe in being honest. And I feel like that's just the way I am. I'm honest, try to be an honest person. I like to be honest with people, and I like for people to be honest with me. And I found out that honesty is the best policy. And I try to do that. And those are just the things that I believe in, and I think they should be with everybody. Of course, I know it's not. But I always say that to everybody. Honesty is the best policy. But I have it in my mind and in my heart. But it's something that I try to do.
Since your husband has developed Alzheimer's, how do you handle that?
Well, by trusting in the Lord, and after I find out that he has this, was diagnosed with this disease, it has been different times, different things, and he has gone through different stages, but I don't feel like I have changed a whole lot in that. And I do a lot of things and go through a lot of things and with the help of you all and my children and all. And most of my help, I know all of my help comes from the Lord. He has guided me with this and able me to do this. Because there are things that I have to do that I don't think I could do if it wasn't for the Lord. So, I just trust Him and go with that, because my husband has went through the changes of the first thing was the forgetfulness, and now he's lost that ability for putting on his clothes, feeding himself, and doing different things that he used to do. And then even now, I don't think he has in mind to, when you like, we having that problem with him, asking, seeing if he got stuff in his mouth and asking to spit it out. He really doesn't know how to do that, so I'm not fretted about it. I'm just asking the Lord for strength to go through, because, but I feel like I do. I don't have a problem with it. But it's the Lord that's doing it. It's not me. And I give him all the credit.
How long has he had Alzheimer's?
He's been diagnosed since 86. I mean, 88. Since 88.
When did you first realize he had his symptoms?
Well, during that year, early part of 88, and I guess at different other times that it was showing other places, like on his job, but I didn't really know that's what it was. But in 88, he had several different symptoms, things that were happening with him that didn't really know what it was, and we were going back and forth to the doctor and they were doing different tests. And then this is how we learned about him, about this is what he had. Sent him to a neurologist, and he did the EGG test on him, and this is what it was. And in that time, he got lost going to work and driving. He was driving, but the police brought him home, and it just went, you know, from that. So you knew something was wrong when those kind of things was happening.
So you satisfied with your life now?
Yeah,
I feel.
I feel fine. I feel fine. I'm just one day at a time, going from there, taking it as it comes. And with the help of the good Lord and the children helping me and the grandchildren, I'll make it. I feel like there's no point in getting all out of sorrow.
Well, thank you, Ms. Williams, for this interview, and I appreciate your time. Thank
you. You're welcome.